You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Call that a news update. This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
How are you going today, Nicole?
I'm good, thanks, Kelly. How are you?
Good. So how did we know? Last week we said we're going to find out more about the same-sex postal vote. Here we are again. What's happened since last time?
Yeah, so we've just been mailed the actual surveys. So I got mine in the mail yesterday. And now the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, he's been vocal about same-sex marriage before. He said that he personally supports it. But we've kind of gotten this big statement now from himself and 23 coalition parliamentarians encouraging people to vote yes in the campaign. So that's quite interesting and definitely not something that I expected
you
know, when this was first announced.
Why don't you think he came out earlier with that?
I'm not really sure. I think that it's typical of the Liberal Party to kind of just say, oh, well, I personally think this, but then try not to reflect on the rest of the party. But they're always very hesitant to do that because there is a bit of infighting and there's a more religious side to the party with, you know, like former PM Tony Abbott and those more right-wing members of the party. Mm. And they've always sort of stuck to this argument about religious freedom being at stake. And so the party as a whole, I think, always wanted to present a united front. But now that the time has come for the actual survey, they're kind of splintering off and saying how they feel about it.
Right. Well, it will still be very exciting. We might even be talking about it again next week, which is when our election is as well, on something quite different, but still very exciting. So I've also found out that there will soon be changes to media ownership laws, which is positive for emerging journalists. Is that right?
Yeah, this is quite interesting because I always was under the impression that these media ownership laws would just lead to complete domination by one, you know, one company if they go through. So basically, we have this rule saying that you can't own television, newspapers, and radio stations in the same market. And these big companies like 9, 7, and 10 can't broadcast to more than 75% of the population. But what's interesting about it is these are smaller, like independent journalism outlets are saying that it might actually be positive for them because, you know, they'll be able to apply for grants to perform civic journalism and buy equipment and things like that. And, you know, even some of these bigger companies are saying that it's hard to be commercially viable because these laws don't really take into consideration the internet. So, of course, the internet can already essentially broadcast to 100% of the population. These, you know, print outlets and TV stations, things like that, they're really struggling. So to kind of relax these regulations could actually work for them, and we can pour more money also into, you know, scholarships for journalists in rural areas and, of course, these independent publishers.
Oh, well, hopefully we see a rise in that because, that's very exciting news for you guys, I'm sure, as well. And finally, Rebel Wilson has been awarded $4.5 million in her case against Bell Media, which was for defamation.
Yes, that's right. So I think we maybe talked about the case at the time it was on, and so now she's been awarded, $4.5 million in damages, which is about half, I think, of what she was originally seeking.
Wow.
But it's still, you know, a really large amount
large
of money.
Sum. Mm.
It's the largest defamation payout in Australian legal history. And I think, you know, it goes to show that Bauer Media and other, you know, gossip-type magazines are going to have to be really careful.
Yeah, about what they post. What did they write about her that she took the case to?
Yeah, so they basically said that she was a serial liar. Like, she lied about her background, where she came from, just everything. And they actually got an award-winning investigative journalist to make these claims as well, which is really interesting. And it's, you know, all from this unnamed source. And there was, basically no proof at all that she'd ever been a liar. And they kept timing it with the time her movies were coming out and things like that.
So
she was saying, this, you know, your time in Hollywood passes so quickly. You know, this obviously was detrimental to me. I was struggling to get roles as soon as it was released.
Right.
And yeah, and they were saying, well, there's no proof. You can't really make that connection between her work and these claims in the magazine. But the judge said, no, I can see the link.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good for her. And she, I heard she's planning on putting all of the money into Australian charities and Australian film industry. So that's definitely something positive. Yeah.
Yeah, for a good cause. For
yes,
sure.
Exactly right. Cool. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicole. It's always interesting to hear what's going on your side of the world, and we'll chat to you next week.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.